pet peeves, one of the things that drives me insane is that I feel as though in our industry, there are a lot of people that aren't really direct. It drives me nuts when people beat around the bush. And really, you just need to say the truth because, like, even though it's painful and it stings now, at least people know where you stand.
Yeah.
And
it
saves everyone a ton of time. And I feel that that's like.
What would be an example of that? Well, what circumstance?
It just feels that, you know, I see this all the time. And even in my world, in the venture capital world, like a lot of people will say, I recently changed the way that I say no to people now.
This is of great interest to me.
I would say that the majority of the time, like venture capitalists, when you go out and you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to raise some money and, you know, you meet with someone at a VC firm and they sit down and they say, oh, show me your idea. And then you go through it. And then typically you get an email 24 to 48 hours later saying, this is how we want to proceed or not proceed. And oftentimes the email on not proceeding is like, you know, I talked with our partnership and I don't think it's a good fit at this time. Or, you know, I'm so busy with my current investments that I don't think I have time to take on anything new, but thank you for your time. And like,
let's talk in 6 months or whatever.
It's such BS, man. And it's just like, I was like, it's funny. I just the other day I was sitting there, I was writing a note, like saying no to someone email, which for me, in the past has typically been like, you know, thought about it, really don't think it's something that we want to invest in. Thanks, but love to talk to you in the future, blah, 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 right? The typical one that you read everywhere else, right? Yeah. And then, you know, I just started thinking like, gosh, there's got to be – I'm going to try and be very direct with the entrepreneur and just like see what the response is like because I feel like that's just like – I might come off as a dick. And that's the worry, right? The concern is that you just come off like you're just being
a dick and they shit talk you out other places.
But
and
you know
blah,
what?
Blah,
but
blah.
I think that like at least people will be like, you know what? We know where he stands.
And so I
tried it for the first time last week, actually. And the entrepreneur wrote back and he was like, dude, thanks for being honest. I appreciate it.
What was your wording? I'm curious because this is something I think a lot of people battle with. How to say no.
So I liked the idea. I thought that the space was generally really boring.
Yeah.
I didn't know how big a business it would become. I thought that they had decent traction. They were clearly going to get their next round of funding because of that traction. But it wasn't something where I was going to be over the top excited about to answer their emails and get pumped up about, right? And so I wrote the guy an email and I was like, listen, I don't think I'm the right partner for you. I think the idea is sound, but I'm not excited about this space at all. It doesn't get me excited. And I just don't think like when you need someone to reach out to and to help you out, like I'm going to be the one that's going to jump back and be the right partner, you know, more or less. And he wrote back and he's like, dude, thanks for the direct feedback or honest feedback. And, you know, look forward to see you next time you're in town. Cause he's out of town.
Cool.
And it was like, it was the first time where I was like, wow, that actually that's like,
it's also a good founder, you know, and you can take it.
I've done that before on working with some engineers. And I feel like I kind of like, I want to start living by that because I think it's the right thing to do.